producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two on a Monday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I got a little quiz for you. Do you know what special Spec Ops soldiers, and pick any branch, it doesn't matter, martial artists, criminals, and jihadis have in common? Any idea? It would be their imagination. Now, in the case of the martial artists and the spec ops people, what you have is you have people that have been trained to be quite savage, who at the same time do everything they can to keep from being that way. If something happens and they have to become savage, well, they get quite savage. Then you have the jihadis and the criminals. And the reason I point this out, like, when you're walking around in a Lowe's or a Home Depot or anywhere where there's tools, for example, tools are very good examples. When you're walking around in there, do you ever look at that and say, the only reason, the only reason that somebody hasn't snatched one of these and isn't trying to kill somebody with some of these things is because most people are civilized? And that's the jump-off point. When you become civilized and you give up this imagination, you look at a claw hammer as something that is only used to put a nail into a piece of wood. And you look at a saw as something that's only designed to make one piece of wood into two pieces of wood. In today's world, I think we very seriously need to drop some of our civilized veneer, don't you? Now, This axe attack, this hatchet attack that occurred in New York City. You had four police officers standing together, two of them rookies, and it's 2 p.m. in the afternoon. They're standing there talking to each other. They're on foot patrol. Without a word, this dude comes running up and he pulls out this hatchet out of his backpack. One officer deflects the swing with his arm, and he is injured. The other officer deflects the swing with his head, and he's really injured. The other two officers pull their weapons and fire, and missed one time and hit a female bystander in the back. And they're saying they're saying they're touting that only one person got shot by stray gunfire. Now, let's be honest, and on a crowded city street in a place like New York, where you don't have a lot of time to make sure you have a clear shot, that is a likely possibility. At the same time, when you have a 12-pound trigger, it becomes almost inevitable. When the man was raising the hatchet after he struck at the first two officers, the two uninjured officers drew their weapons and they fired several rounds. That was the proper response. The problem for police, the problem that you and I have, is that a lot of us do not look at things and say these can be used in a variety of different ways, both good and bad. The man, identified as Zale Thompson, pulled a camper's axe from a backpack and attacked the officers without warning. That is the way all attacks occur, without warning. It's not one of these things where they get out there and you get a little, email card in your email. Hi, later on today when you're enjoying your latte outside at Starbucks, we will be attacking you with a hatchet and a baton. You don't get any pre-warning for this. They all occur without warning. These officers, and to a very large degree you and I, maybe not so much some of us, but a lot of us, even those that train with guns, that train tactically to a certain degree, we've got to learn to overcome abbreviating our training. The NYPD Academy has a very abbreviated syllabus. Their training regimen is one that's antiquated, and unrealistic, along with their absurdly heavy New York trigger. 12-pound trigger. Everybody else in the United States with Glocks, for example, gets along with 5.5 pounds. That's the way they come out of the box. And in New York, when they went to the Glock, there were a lot of incidences where officers were shooting themselves and shooting their children. So they put this long trigger on there to keep them from inadvertently shooting themselves, which, you know, I think it'd be quite an easy thing just to put a little bulletin on the wall. You know, roll call. Listen, when you guys are out there messing with your guns, don't put your finger in the trigger guard. How about that? Good idea? Who's with me? Now, that trigger is really bad. If your target is further away than bad breath distance, there's going to be stray rounds. Those triggers were forced upon these people in lieu of adequate training after they transitioned from revolvers. Because revolvers have a very long trigger pull, very heavy trigger pull. And when they did that, they found that officers were shooting suspects and bystanders and themselves because they were never adequately trained at the academy to grasp Rule 3. There are suspicions that are not yet confirmed that Thompson is yet another lone wolf Muslim attacker. He was hoping to behead an officer similarly to the way a pair of British Islamists beheaded soldier Lee Rigby in London last December. It came during the same week that a Muslim convert attacked in Ottawa. So, you've got to don't embrace the abbreviated training. You've got to go ahead and you're going to have to admit to yourselves that there's a lot of things I'm not prepared for. One thing that I have made myself start doing, if I hear somebody running up behind me, if there's a wall, like if I'm walking down a street on a sidewalk, if I hear somebody running up behind me, I am moving towards the wall and turning around and looking to see what's coming. 99% of the time, it's somebody running somewhere that, you know, I just happen to be somebody that he's going to pass as he runs by, and he doesn't even care that I'm there. But what about that 1% of the time when it might be somebody like this guy ran up on these police officers with a hatchet? So, don't discount your imagination. Imagination goes a very long way. I remember when I was in the field one time and we were getting clobbered. And they were trucking in reinforcements. And the referees were about to call it. I said, let me just try this one thing. And I hooked up the fake detonation cord as the deuce and a half were coming by, and they had their flaps down, and we knew they were full of people or something. I didn't know what they were full of. But I just wanted us to get something out of this exercise because we had lost so bad. I took the longest det cord. I had one. I don't remember how long it was. It was the longest one we could find. And we hooked that up to the fake Claymore mine, and we sailed the Claymore into the back of one of the trucks like a Frisbee as it went by, and we hit the clacker. And we got a score on that one. Claymores are not something that you throw around like Frisbees normally, and I don't even know if I would really do that in a combat situation. And I might, you know, my imagination might have gotten a little too rambunctious there. But at the same time, I had this, you know, we had this, it didn't have the stakes that normally drive it into the ground. It was a training Claymore, and I just thought, well, what if it landed in the middle and it went off and it's going to land, everything's going to go straight up, and it's going to go right behind it and everything. Maybe it disables the truck, I don't know. But we got a score. And that was imagination. I don't know that that was actually a good thing to do. It might have killed everybody on my team because there was, you know, he was blowing up into the sides, and we were all standing there just grinning like idiots. Just wanted to share that. We'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Are you like me, if you are a pro-gun person like I am? I'm pro-gun, I'm pro-Second Amendment. Do you get out there and do you look at some of these unsolicited observations that a lot of actors and actresses make who employ guns in their little make-believe stories that are, you know, get funded up to, you know, $100, $200 million to make? They get out there and come out against guns. Do you ever get out there and just sort of wonder why? Now, my definition of an artist, for an example, you know, all of these actors think of themselves as artistes, if you will. The definition for me of an artist is someone that takes something and turns it into something else. Okay? Now, in the case of being an actor, what you're doing is you have developed a skill to where you can immerse yourself into somebody that you are not. And then you make that character believable, and people find that entertaining. And for me, that's all it is entertainment. So when these actors like Sylvester Stallone come out about guns or Matt Damon or something, I can very easily watch their movies because I know they're just masters of make-believe. That's they don't live in the real world. They may have come from the real world. I don't understand Matt Damon. When Matt Damon wrote When Good Will Hunting, when he and Ben Affleck wrote the script for Good Will Hunting, they were so broke that he said on TV that he would have sold that script for $20 and a carton of cigarettes. That's how broke they were. So he's come from the real world before, and he's just forgotten what the real world is like. Now, recently we had Matthew McConaughey. I find Mr. McConaughey to be somewhat entertaining, but if you've seen one Matthew McConaughey role, it's the same guy every time. He talks the same way in every movie. He is the same person in every movie, for me anyway. And he felt compelled in an interview for the November issue of GQ to where he says, it's like my feeling about gun control. This is completely out of context. Well, no, he was asked about politically correct pressure to change the name of the Washington Redskins. And how he got this from that is completely wild to me. I get it, you have the right to have guns, but look, let's forget that right. Let's forget the pleasure you get safely on your range because it's in the wrong hands in other places. What does that have to do with the controversy surrounding the Washington Redskins name? Which, when I was in the Pop Warner League, I played for the Redskins, by the way. That comment was immediately caught and reacted to. Newsbusters caught it. Newsbusters accused him of wussing out. Breitbart focused on the forget that right component of his response. Publications normally not friendly to gun rights, like Time and the Christian Science Monitor, they were just confused. And it's a very confusing statement. The analogy from a seemingly unrelated topic doesn't automatically click without some sort of further explanation. And interview situations often result in top-of-the-head responses that depend on follow-ups to glean further meaning. And in the case of this GQ interview, they did not follow it up. It's not clear that whether Mr. McConaughey was endorsing that viewpoint or merely paraphrasing what the arguments are. Now, I saw that, and, you know, I didn't take any particular umbrage to it. This is another guy insulated from what I call the real world, and he's got this idea that without guns, they're the bad guys, the wrong hands, they won't exist anymore. but it's important here not to overreact and to make assumptions. It's also important for moviegoers on both sides of the gun control issue to know where he stands for two reasons. Mainly, first, because he brought it up. It's a topic that he introduced into the discussion because he holds views on it, and as such, there should be no confusion on what those views are. But second, he has a movie coming out soon. Interstellar opens early next month and promises to be one of the spectacular must-see blockbusters of the year. I don't go to movie theaters anymore, so I will be waiting till it comes out on Netflix or iTunes or DVD. Activists on both sides of the gun issue deserve to know if they will be patronizing someone who stands with them or against them. And Interstellar has a production budget of $165 million. There's a lot at stake here for some of these backers of this movie. They will no doubt want, if this turns into a full-broiled controversy. They may want this to die out and just, you know, pay your money like lemmings and go in and watch the movie, buy the overpriced popcorn, pay $6 for a large soda, and enjoy yourselves. Committed advocates, though, may prefer to insist on clarification before deciding where to spend their money. And this is where this is where a lot of things occur when stars embroil themselves and their projects into political issues outside of their art. That's a fact of life. When you get out there and put your position out there like that, if what you're doing is you're trying to get people to come see something, maybe you don't ostracize a group of them. Liam Neeson. I like Liam Neeson. He doesn't understand what country he's joined, but I like him. He recently spilled his guts to endorse UK-style gun bans for the U.S., a country that he chose to switch his citizenship to, and this did not help his movie A Walk Among the Tombstones. That didn't even recoup production costs with its domestic box office. The effects of his proclamations played a bit of a role in the willingness of his action film's target audience to patronize movies that prominently feature him and his daring do with the gun. Now, Interstellar has a production budget almost six times that of Tombstones. Marketing costs are unknown at this time. The risks for studios counting on the box office after a disappointing summer are even higher. Now, if you're a gun owner and you're going to the Expendables, or if you're going, you're not betraying anything by going to see a movie, because at the end of the day, these guys are just entertainers. They succeed in, you know, above, you know, like with McConaughey and Stallone. I mean, some of these guys, they have one character, okay? They only know how to play one character. With Stallone, his dialogue is real easy to write. I mean, Sly, can you growl this? Yeah, you telling me where to go? You know. Yeah. But don't read too much into them. They don't exist where you do. Their world, like their characters, are make-believe. All right, we'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. Jason McGahan of the Daily Beast wrote a story about the murder of a Twitter journalist known to her followers as Felina. And he wrote, no newspaper dares to publish the truth about the drug lords in Tamaulipas. Those who break the silence on Twitter and Facebook are marked for death. And it's a really bad story. This was a female reporter, not really not in the classical sense of she didn't have a chief she was reporting to and deadlines and all this other stuff, but she took her campaign to Twitter and she was doing her reporting on 140 characters at a time. Her name was Dr. Maria del Rosario Fuentes Rubio. She waged a principled and courageous campaign to expose what the drug cartels do. She was later kidnapped and murdered. They took over her Twitter account and substituted her picture of her. She liked to dress as Catwoman in her picture ID. And they put a picture of her ravaged, brutalized, dead body in its place. Now, I look to people like Bob Owens, David Kodrio, because these guys actually do things and go out and investigate things and give a very good analysis, in some cases very, very detailed, in some cases just a really good summation with not a whole lot of thought going to getting fancy with it. And yet, David and Bob have the same problem with some of our people here in the United States that Felina would have had with these people. Dianne Feinstein would have dismissed her and David and Bob as not real reporters. Joe Biden would not have considered them part of the legitimate news media. And Juan Williams would have regarded them and her as just a blogger. Now, if these guys are the ones that are actually going out there and on the ground reporting in real time what's going on, not just talking points, not, you know, not just passing by and everything to further the agenda, where are the authorized journalists, the ones with organizational resources and presumably with the power of the press and its mightier than the sword pretense? Why do I have to bring this to you? Why isn't some of this stuff just splashed all over the place? Now, the ones who aren't hiding under the beds are busy acting as the flacks of the government, both in Mexico and here in the U.S. You know, Fast and Furious, that was a big, gigantic non-performance. That whole gun-walking criminal operation that was run by the government, nobody really reported on that. Cheryl Atkinson did with CBS. And because they want gun control, so they knew this was what that was going to be about, so they just let it go. They ignored relevant stories, or they spin them to obfuscate official corruption and to demean those like Kodria, Felina, Owens, that are seeking the truth. And me and you, they go to these people seeking the truth. The one thing in Mexico that fed up ordinary Mexicans have demonstrated on occasion to be the only thing they... They're the only ones that actually give the criminals pause. The armed citizen, capable of defending themselves, they refer to themselves as autodefensas. That's a concept that the progressive media recoils from. The autodefensas had to fight both the cartels and the government in a lot of cases. Now, the media out there wants the government to be the only ones with guns. Now, south of the border, their government is in bed with the cartels, and actually from, where the Zetas are incubated, our own government has cynically armed cartel thugs and local gangs in the United States in their quest to justify even more gun control on our side of the border. And even though we all know this, even though this is out there in the open for public consumption, this does not alter their high-minded bias one bit. The media or governments, not one bit. As a matter of fact, if you deviate from that agenda, and if you demonstrate how the official story starts to fall apart with even the most superficial of examinations, the media lackeys get vicious at that point. And open-minded investigative journalism is replaced with ad hominem dismissals and the Alinsky Rule 5 ridicule. It's quite interesting to watch. Now, in Mexico, if there's anybody that should be able to stand up to the cartels, that would have to be Carlos Slim, the Mexican billionaire. From 2010 to 2013, when he was ranked the richest person in the world, Slim owns a substantial piece of the New York Times. He's invested $250 million, bailing the paper out in 2009. Egon was right when in Ghostbusters when he said print is dead. So, Carlos Slim is someone who's actually positioned to encourage courageous journalism. He could solicit and pressure government cooperation, and he could bankroll the security needed to investigate and report on cartel terror if there's anybody out there, that would be him. For these journalists to go out there, they need to be surrounded by a bunch of shooters. They need to be surrounded by some running and gunning maniacs to make this work. And the cartels would respect that. Here's a question, though. With Carlos Slim, who has a lot of holdings in Mexico, a lot of holdings, why hasn't he done what he can do to improve his native land, the lives of his people, and the climate for prosperity and growth in Mexico? Why hasn't that happened? Now, has anybody seen the New York Times break the original stories on Fast and Furious as opposed to ignoring the story as much as they could and spinning for the administration when they couldn't? Why was it Mike Vanderboe and David Kodria with less resources that broke Fast and Furious? Has anybody seen Carlos Slim use his influence and resources to press for investigations in the media and by the U.S. and Mexican governments? No, you haven't. So, in Mexico, the legitimate business world mixes and mingles with the illegitimate cartel world. Could that have anything? Is he mixed up with this? Could that have anything to do with his reluctance to pull the trigger on that? And while the fear of Mexican journalists to further inquire into these sorts of stories, I understand that. But what is the motivation for Carlos Slim, for example, to completely pass on it? Now, if he can't, or if he won't help his countrymen where they could really use it, wouldn't you think in a safe homeland where mechanisms exist to expose and root out corruption, that they don't have to live in fear, that he can at least help them export the misery to his neighbor in the north? That's true. All of you that will go and check Facebook later on today, he's working, Carlos Slim is working with Mark Zuckerberg of the Facebook CEO to fix the U.S. immigration system and make the issues he's ignored, abetted, and profited from problems working Americans will be forced to pick up the tab for. We'll also be the ones pressed for edicts more in line with Mexican gun laws as the cartel dangers expand and intensify in the United States of America. That's where Carlos Slim is putting his efforts. He's working with the Facebook CEO for amnesty. We'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I don't know if you remember or not, but when Sharon Angle was, when she was challenging Harry Reid in Nevada for the Senate seat in Nevada that Harry Reid occupies, she made mention of basically the Second Amendment being in place to fight the government. And everybody went insane when she said that. Now, I've met Sharon Angle. I know her. I'm at least acquainted with her. Let's put it that way. We're not the best of buddies. But Sharon is not someone that's out there running around calling for armed insurrection. She was merely pointing out that it's good to have the guns in case you need them. Now, in Iowa, Senate candidate Joni Ernst has come out with a statement where she says she would use a gun to defend herself from the government. I have a beautiful little Smith & Wesson 9mm, and it goes with me virtually everywhere. She said this at the NRA and Iowa Firearms Coalition Second Amendment rally in Searsboro, Iowa. But I do believe in the right to carry, and I believe in the right to defend myself and my family, whether it's from an intruder or whether it's from the government, should they decide that my rights are no longer important. Now, here comes the media after her, and they're going to try to treat her the same way they did Sharon Angle. There are a lot of people that say, well, the media characterized her as a crackpot and that, you know, she was actually pushing on Harry Reid's lead, and she might have had a better choice or chance had she not made that statement. We're going to see, of course. Now, certain journalists don't like this. They don't like the proposition that someone that stands to be a politician, which they fully believe, anoint as the elite ruling class in their mind's eye. They don't put it out so much in print because that kind of honesty just isn't rewarded. But they put it out there, and, you know, right now there's lots of people like Paul Waldman. He's out there right now just going insane. He starts out by saying, regular readers will know that I'm a critic of the, my opponent said something objectionable, and I'm outraged, School of Campaigning. Not to mention the candidate said something objectionable, School of Campaign Coverage. But one of the most important rules in assessing gaffes or outside statements is that if the moment was extemporaneous, out of character, instantly regretted, and not repeated, then we should give it a pass because it probably reveals next to nothing about the person who said that. Now, what they're saying is that here, what they're trying to equate what Joni Ernst said with stuff like that Joe Biden says on a regular basis. And the problem that Waldman has with her, as he puts it, Ernst's defenders would say that she's only talking in general hypothetical terms in comparisons to Sharon Angle's 2010 talk of armed revolt against the government are unfair, which, by the way, was never the way she put it. And it's true that Ernst is speaking hypothetically here when she says the government, should they decide that my rights are no longer important. That's different from saying the government has already decided her rights are no longer important or that armed revolt is actually imminent. Now, here's the thing about this, okay? Mick Huckabee, who I am not a big fan of, if you guys are fans of his, I don't mean to offend you, but he finally said something to me that made sense when he said the other day that it's going to take more than elections to fix this country. I agree with the man 100%. Yes, by all means, let's elect some guys that maybe are better than we need new blood. We need new blood legislating. They're not in charge of nothing, but we need new blood legislating. At the same time, at the very least, it's going to take civic involvement to keep these guys in line, because these are all humans and they fall prey to, you know, it's a very seductive mistress up there in Washington, D.C., or in various state houses. Here in my home state, the mistress got another politician the other day. For the longest time here in South Carolina, they have said that Bobby Harrell runs the state. Not the governor. Bobby Harrell, the Speaker of the House. He's been indicted on corruption charges, and he is no longer the Speaker of the House. And in order to save his own skin, he's turning state's evidence. But he's had to resign. I mean, eventually it all catches up with everybody. It just matters. It just, what really depends here is how much of it we know about it. Now, in the United States today, where they are talking about giving blanket amnesty, I don't know where they got the number of immigrants, but it was reckoned at one point, if amnesty was granted, that there would be on day one, there's a $2 trillion hit on the Social Security system, which we all know is already insolvent. Is it going to make it better to add another $2 trillion in unfunded liabilities? Just put that there, too, just let it turn up overnight? Is that going to help? The way we're going at some point is going to lead to a collapse of something. Now, if it's the power grid or the economy or whatever's going to happen, when that happens, government's going to be, they're not going to be in control of the situation on the ground. They're not going to be in control of it at all. And politicians, I think, like Sharon Angle and Joni Ernst, get out there and actually articulate that idea by putting out that the idea of gun ownership being good for the country. Because if you got 126 million gun owners, and you actually coalesce 10% of them into a militia, then you've got a force that can bring order to the country. Plain and simple. Not going to be the easiest thing in the world to do, but it is quite doable with that kind of, you know, 12.6 million militia members. Yeah, I think that would work. You know, what is that? That's six times our standing military today. And at the end of the day, the way you take and hold ground in combat operations is with infantry. It is not with artillery. It's not with bombing. Sure, aerial supremacy is nice, but at the end of the day, it's the infantry. That's why that is the queen of battle. Okay? Them recognizing this, I see that as a sliver of hope in the modern era, but I don't know if it's enough. And when you hear a Sharon Angle or when you hear a Joni Ernst, get out there and actually articulate that which you think on a daily basis. Defend them. Don't sit there and let some of these people like Waldman get out there and start bashing them as making them extreme. It's not extreme to be patriotic. It's not extreme to tell the facts. It's not hateful to tell the facts. And that's all they're doing is articulating a fact. At some point, right now our president acts quite lawlessly. I think he's sort of hoping that he gets a Senate controlled by the Republicans and then he can't get anything passed on his agenda, because then he can just abandon all pretense and go out there and start passing executive orders. And we will, in the next 2 years will be quite interesting, because we're going to see our government struggle with itself, which maybe will take their... Maybe they'll forget about the EPA and the NLRB and all these other job-killing propositions they have out there, and let the country just right itself while they fight amongst themselves. But that's in the best case. That's in the best case. In the meantime, we exist in a very fragile state. We've got ISIS here. We've got the drug cartels here. We've got the lone wolves that are easily manipulated. And things are happening. Things are happening, and they're happening in gun-free zones. So, it is very important that we stay the course as gun owners, that we stay within our rights, and that we stay vigilant. And this means that we're going to have to engage that imagination I brought up earlier. You're going to have to forget about certain things like comfort zones and things like that. And if you prepare for all of this and it never comes to pass, big deal. Pass on those preparations to your children. Let them have the gear. Let them have the know-how. Then the American way continues. We'll do it again in about 22 hours. Stay safe on a Monday. This has been Lock and Load.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.